spat back. Leave us the hell alone. It's our right to think what we want. Go away, we'll think what we want. Fire is coming, I cried again. Mocked me, leave us the hell alone. It's our right to do what we want. You're prejudiced and just plain wrong. What to do? Sure death when people won't believe. Do we choose to walk away saying, hey, we warned you? What do we say? God, we pray, help your church. God, help me to speak only truth. Your church chooses to speak of your way, saying God's word warns with love about now.
Jesus repeatedly warned that hell is real and a horrendous place of fire and gnashing of teeth, for people choose to go if they do not choose him as their Lord. See Matthew 13:42 for just one of the many examples where Jesus repeatedly cries to us that the furnace of fire of hell is real. From portions of Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.